All right, welcome back. Couple of things. First of all, that guy that was, we had a caller during the break there called it and advised Abner and the RV people not to do anything at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Because how did it work out for the Niners when they defaced our Rocky statue?
Yeah, it's true.
Leave it alone. Don't tempt karma. Don't do anything. And before Barrett Brooks comes on, because I'm sure he's about to, let's have an operatic version of the Eagles fight song. Listen to this one.
Fly, 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 Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight, Eagles. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high. And watch our Eagles fly, Eagles fly. Eagles fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Eagles fly on the road to victory. Eagles fly, fly, fly.
And you know what? I may ask people to send me via radioman610@gmail.com their child singing the fight song.
Oh, God.
And my only requirement would be that the child please be under 5 years of age.
Good luck.
Because, that's what I said to my wife when I assigned her to do it with my own grandkids. And I have nothing to show for it, even though my little grandson, Dash, 2 years old, sings it all freaking day.
You have to catch them unawares.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you read the minute you put the tape on, they choke.
Yeah.
I've seen that. It's called being mic shy. It has never been a problem for Keith Jones, and it's certainly not a problem for our guest from NBC Sports Philadelphia, Super Bowl champion Barrett Brooks. Hi, Barrett.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
All right, Barrett, let's go back to when you were in the Super Bowl with the Steelers. What's it like 5 days before the Super Bowl for the players? What does it feel? What do you feel right now?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. This is the last day the players will really get a chance to really take in what it is to be in the Super Bowl, because come tomorrow morning when they start practicing again, they'll be all about business. They'll be all about them winning the Super Bowl. You usually get there Monday. Well, you get there Sunday. Monday you usually have the media day. Tuesday's the day where they let you go out a little bit, let your hair down, and you enjoy the moment of being in the Super Bowl. But come Wednesday morning, it's time to focus, get that normality of practicing, get yourself in the mindset that this is a business trip. So that's what they're going through right now. They're going to let their hair down a little bit today, but then they'll be back to business come Wednesday and ready to go and obtain the goal that they need to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, Barrett, I used to work with a man named Tom Brookshire. And we used to do pregame shows from a tent outside of Veterans Stadium. And I'm telling you, this is years after he had played. And as the time got closer to kickoff, he would get more and more excited, more and more,
right,
like he was going to still play. Do you still get it's almost 20 years for you now, Barrett, since you played. Do you still, before the game, start to feel something like you're going back out there?
I get irritated a little bit. You know, I got to catch myself because I'm not playing and I get worked up like I am. As you know, me going into that 49ers week, I started getting more and more irritated because I hated the disrespect that everybody was giving the Eagles and giving this 49ers team all this praise and everything. So it really got me mad. So this week, same things happen. I feel it, innate hatred starting to go up and well up on an opponent that I have nothing against. You know, Big Red is a great guy, but now he's the enemy, and I want to choke him out right now. And it's starting to bother me a little bit, but I can't help myself, man. I start getting nervous. I start feeling, you know, almost a little bit of anxiety because I want to hit somebody and I can't. You know what I mean? So I'm glad I'm here at home rather than being up in the studio with you guys, because I wouldn't be very nice today. I must admit, I wouldn't be very nice.
No, I'll be honest. If you hit bar cam before the game, people would understand.
It would be
like if you came out in the post game and he had a welt on his eye, that would be good TV. Just saying. All right, Barrett, I'm really curious. So you play for the Eagles, you play for the Steelers. Which fan base? You've seen us both in the biggest moments. Which fan base cares more?
The passion for both fan bases is great, but it's a difference in the fan bases. You know, I think that I know the Eagles fan base are more passionate about the production on the field. They care more about what the Eagles are giving them because, you know, it's a matter of fact that they feel as though they pay your salary. You know, they really feel as though they're a major part of giving you your money because they come and they support you and they do everything for you. It's different with the Steelers fan base because, you know, they lose. It's like, all right, we'll get them next time. You lose in Philly, it's like, no. Hey, get your stuff together. We don't play that. You know what I mean? So it's a difference in the love that the fan base have for you. They'll still let you eat free and everything else and be the happiest fan base in the world. But no, it's an expectation in Philadelphia sports, not just in football, but in all sports in Philadelphia, you have to go out there, commit to winning, and give a winning product, or they're going to let you know about it.
I love
that. Other fan bases don't do that.
I love that. Jonesy, there's we have a double-edged sword.
Yeah, we do.
We'll cut you if you let us down.
Yes.
All right, Barrett, here's the thing, all right? Now, normally, I'm under the impression you're an offensive lineman. Team with the best lines wins the game. Is that usually how that plays out?
Absolutely. You look at the teams that have success, they have great offensive lines, great defensive lines. Even Tom Brady and Belichick up there in Cheaterville, they have great offensive lines. That's why you hear a lot about their offensive linemen. You hear a lot about their defensive linemen. You know, those guys really win championships. The trench warfare is where it's all at. That's why the Eagles have been so successful, and that's why the gold standard that, you know, the ownership, you know, Mr. Lurie talks about, that's where it comes from, their ability to go in. I mean, if you look at Mr. Lurie, the first three players that he drafted was, you know, back in 95 was Mike Mamula, and in the second round it was Bobby Tinner, but then it was Barrett Brooks. They always start with getting offensive and defensive linemen. It's kind of been a trait that they followed throughout the history of Mr. Lurie's reign as being, the, you know, the Eagles' owner.
Well, you're proud of that.
You're
proud of being in Lurie's first draft class, aren't you, Barrett?
Absolutely.
It's cool. All right, Barrett, I got to know this. This is the thing. So the Pro Football Focus, you watch line play. We really don't. We watch the ball. They broke down the Eagles' offensive line. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Sam Ala did not grade out great. Middle of the road. But the
don't like him. He's better than you think.
Look, I'm not grading it. Pro Football Focus, call down. All right, but here's the thing.
They're not always right.
Now listen to the other four, though, Barrett, because it's not the way you would normally rank them. This is just the playoffs. All right, number one, both the run and the pass, Jordan Mailata. Number two, Dickerson. Number five, Lane Johnson. Number eight, Kelce. Are you seeing what they're seeing? Has Mailata actually been better than Lane Johnson?
Well, you know, a couple of games he didn't play. You know, Lane didn't play.
No, just the playoffs. Just the playoffs.
Oh, well, just the playoffs. You look at it, I mean, Mailata's playing at a high level. And you look at the majority of the scores that they've had have come off the left side. And why is that? Because that's where all the beef is. You know, remember the old – when this commercial, where's the beef? Well, it's 360 pounds on one side at the tackle position and 350 pounds on the left guard position. Why wouldn't you run behind those two Goliath, you know, grouper type of guys? You know what I'm saying? Those are the biggest fish you can go behind. So why wouldn't you run behind those guys? And that's where the production is coming from. They were mauling that left side, which that's the right side of the defense, against the 49ers. They didn't have a clue. They didn't have a prayer of being able to, you know, to stop these guys from coming off the ball. And that's their major trait. That's what they do best. So you run behind the big guys. You know, big guys beat up little guys. We heard Chip Kelly say that. That's the only thing he got right here, was to get big guys to come off the ball, hit, and just roll guys up out of there. And that's why you see the production on that left side being the best in the NFL.
I love it. Barrett, last thing. Who's winning the game Sunday?
Is there any clue? It'll be convincingly too. It's not going to be this one or two points. Everybody thinking they're going to kick a field goal. It's going to be a last second defensive play. And no, it's going to be convincing. They're going to go out there, take care of business. They're going to box in Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to win the game. You know, I can't wait. In fact, I can give you my score now. My score, 26-20. Eagles win.
I'll take it. Barrett Brooks, we love your work, my brother. Be well.
Appreciate it, Barrett.
Good stuff from Barrett Brooks today.
You know, everybody's convinced the Eagles are, many are convinced, the Eagles are going to have this blowout victory over the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs, three losses. They had the same record as the Eagles. They lost by a combined 10 points. Yeah. They don't get blown out.
I'm very. I do not want a tense game, but I'm expecting one. I think it'll be tight. On the line with us now is Bobby from the city, and he is going to Arizona. Bobby, you're going?
Yeah, I'm flying out Friday morning, and I come home on the red eye Monday night, getting home on Tuesday morning.
And you have tickets to the game?
I have tickets to the game, yes.
Who do you know?
I lucked out. I'm a season ticket holder. So I got a pretty sweet deal. I got four tickets at face value downstairs. I was able to flip two of those tickets. And for airfare, hotel, and tickets for me and my wife, I'm all in for $4,500.
That's you got
That's
the best deal I've heard so far, Bobby. And you
Absolutely.
Have you have. I thought you were going to say that maybe Jason Kelce hooked you up, because didn't you get Kelce the mummer outfit he wore?
I did. Yes.
All right. So, do you have any idea? Will he do the same thing if they win, or what's going to happen with the mummer thing?
Well, if he wants to, we'll give him one. But let me tell you about Jason. He's a bright guy. He's a creative guy. Been there, done that. If he does something, he'll do something else because he's such a creative genius.
That's incredible. All right, Bobby, so you're taking your wife to the actual game, right?
Yes.
Have you gone before to the Super Bowl?
No, this will be my first one.
What are you feeling right now? Share it with the audience.
I am just super excited. I had friends who went to Minnesota, and I really had no desire to go there just because of the weather. But like a lot of guys, so I'm 62, so I was 57 when we won. I had tears because my dad had died a few years ago. He turned me on to football. My best friend had passed away. So like a lot of guys in my generation, there were a lot of tears flowing that night in Minnesota. So I'm just looking forward to be there. We fly home Tuesday. The parade will be Wednesday, and it's going to be a great time.
Bobby, how long have you been married?
11 years.
All right, Bobby, Eagles win, final play. What do you do with your wife?
Oh, I hug her, I kiss her, it's just going to be beautiful.
Wow.
We were out there, my wife and I, we were at the NFC Championship game with the Niners. We were out on Broad Street together, it's just great.
Baby making time.
I love it. Bobby, stop it. He's 62.
Can't say
Johnson,
that, Johnson,
get your head
what?
Out of it.
What's wrong with you?
Bobby, I love your story. Please bring it home for us.
Absolutely. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go,
Birds. Bobby, I got a prize today. Give me somebody from the media who's famous.
Oh, I'm actually going to go with that fantastic podcast duo, Jason and Travis Kelce.
The Kelces as podcasters.
Wow. Timely.
That's excellent.
Very timely.
And judge today is Mr. John Johnson.
I like that
he's
one.
A media, he's a big media star himself.
Sure, why not?
215-592-9494, when we return. All right, we have coming on. Dr. Fish is coming on very shortly because he's concerned about the mental health of Philadelphia. Because when your expectations get higher, then it's a longer way down if they don't go well. And Dr. Fish will help you cope with all contingencies when we return. WIP Sports Time is 8:15. Welcome back. I'm all tangled up here, Jonesy. Talk for a second.
What's going on?
What did you do?
He's
over
tied
there?
Up around his wire.
No, he got his headphone
crossed.
Wire arthur on his chair and his leg.
That's a little better.
It's a shame.
I got to be honest with you. I was having a fascinating conversation with Clifford W. Lett.
That's the first.
Because I was talking to Cliff. No, it was not a first. I was talking to Cliff about the fact that Dr. Joel Fish is coming up.
Yeah.
And I've been using this analogy recently that, like, 5 years ago, Eagle fans, in a way, lost their virginity.
Yeah.
Because we won our first Super Bowl.
And it was found money. It was not expected.
It was not expected. Yeah. And, you got lucky. It was 2 a.m. in the bar, and somebody was ready.
Yeah. Nobody got lucky.
Wouldn't really
but
go that
the
way.
But thing. So there's no way, Jonesy, once you have reached that pinnacle, that you would ever experience the same joy the second time.
I believe
you're
right.
But I am feeling as excited now as I was the first time.
Yeah, it's different for you this time. On a personal level, it's coming to
you're
an
right.
end.
I got
so what a way to end it, right?
And I'll be honest, I thought that was the only time for me.
Yeah.
The fact that I am back getting lucky a second time, that's exciting.
It's remarkable.
Francisco knows this. He's a young man. Right, Francisco?
Right, Angelo.
Wait till your first time, buddy.
Francisco. Give me the final results of our first question and our second question.
All right, so the final results for the first one. Sirianni, look, 76%, followed by Robbie Thompson at 16%. Torch
he is
at 7.
Definitely best represents the spirit of the sports fan. Let's go historic with this. Which all-time coach or manager best represented the spirit of Philadelphia sports fans? Buddy Ryan.
Wow.
Fred Shero. Yeah.
Yeah, walk together forever.
Larry Boa and Andy Reid.
Mm. Wow.
You know, if I didn't know myself better, I rigged that one.
Is this Andy Reid Appreciation
Day
again?
I think I might have slightly rigged that. All right, get the plug in. He's very nervous. He's not going to
come
plug
on, kid.
Go ahead.
All right, brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Routine maintenance to major engine repairs. Armin Chevrolet Service Center will keep your car running great. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
Yeah, we don't worry that much about that stuff. Yeah. But thank you for doing
it.
Appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of have to do it.
No, I think right
now, deal.
Unless you don't want to get paid, then you don't have to do it.
Yeah, you don't appear to be concerned about that.
No.
You know what I mean?
He's not.
When you reach the finish line, you become less concerned.
The rest of us would like to continue our employment.
I understand that, and I wish you well with that. David's up next, and he lived in Kansas City. Hi, Dave. David, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
You once lived in the hell that is Kansas City, Missouri. Is that correct?
I grew up in the Delco, and people tell me to shut your Delco voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to college in Kansas City. I stayed there 30 years. Now I'm living in Key West. But if you think Patrick Mahomes is not going to slay the Eagles this week, you're cray-cray.
Okay, wow. So the 30 years there.
Let me explain something. First of all, you're too old to say cray-cray.
Yeah. Secondly, the fact that you lived 30 years in that hellhole tells me you're not overly bright.
Well, seriously, Angelo, Philadelphia right now is a hellhole, so shut up.
Oh, really? Dave, don't do this. You don't want to do this, David. First of all, you're now in Key West.
Sloppy
right?
Joe's is there.
So, first of all, you couldn't have thought that much of it if you left. All right? So, there's the first thing. Secondly, you've already used the term cray-cray, which tells me you're a jackass. All right? And thirdly, on Sunday, you're going to find out what 16 other teams have found out this year. You're going to get your ass kicked. You understand that, Dave?
You know what? When the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can do it.
We want to make sure even the people of Kansas City understand what you're saying, so take plenty of time.
No, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was so happy for my father who got to see it.
Yeah.
He passed last year.
Okay.
So now game's over. Chiefs are going to beat the Eagles. It's going to happen.
They're called Eagles.
Dave, do you understand? You have already established to the Philadelphia audience today, you're even a horrible son.
Did someone dial the numbers for you?
Yeah. The fact...
What did Jonesy just say?
He said that someone dialed the phone for you because you're stupid. All right, Dave, get out of here.
Jonesy.
I got no time for that.
That is the line of the day.
That was actually rather rude, but
so
it was fine. I enjoyed it.
He was happy for his dad, but as soon as his dad dropped dead, he hates the Eagles now.
Do you understand something? You honor your family by doing what they did and carrying on this great tradition, you moron. All right, anyway, on the line with us, from the Centers for Sports Psychology, he should talk to that jackass, is Dr. Joe Fish. Hi, Dr. Fish.
Good morning, Angel. That's a tough act to follow.
No, it's not a tough act. You're Dr. Joe Fish. You're smarter than us. It's not a tough act at all. All right, Doc, here's what I'm trying to understand. So when we won it all 5 years ago, my own brain said to me, well, it'll never be that exciting again. But it seems like it is. Explain why we have this high again 5 years later.
Well, it's even higher. I think this year exceeds the excitement from 5 years ago. And I think the main reason is in 18, when we won 5 years ago, we were cautiously emotionally. It was cautious for us to emotionally get all in. Why? Because we'd never won a Super Bowl before. We'd had so many disappointments. We were the number one seed, but we were going up against Brady versus Foles, Belichick, Peterson. It felt at some level like David and Goliath to get over the hump. So whenever you're cautious emotionally, it's hard to get as excited. This team, on the other hand, has earned our trust. They've led wire to wire. They've met every challenge. So I think we're in emotionally with our head and our heart. And when you're in emotionally with your heart, the highs are higher, and that's what we're hearing, and that's what we're feeling in the city right now.
Hey, Doc, Clifford W. Lentz, normally he's our NASA correspondent, but he said to me, he made an allusion to sacks, and he said that 5 years ago when we won it, like that was the end of our virginity. But Cliff, using himself as an example, said the second time was more satisfying for him because he knew what he was doing. Do you sense here that now that we've experienced it once, we understand how thrilling it is and can't wait to do it again?
Yeah, I think that it exceeded our expectations, the yep. party, the game itself. We won with big plays. It wasn't just that we won, it was how we won. And I just think this team is not only likable, but the other piece of it is they've been so expressive about how important the fans are. Jalen, it hurts when he goes up and wins the NFC Championship, says, we need you, we appreciate you. And I think that's even made the excitement even more because we have a bond with this team that they've expressed. And so, yeah, we've experienced it once. Like, we understand what may be coming. And they've really included us in a way that's made us feel even more special.
But, Doc, there's another side to this. When your expectations get even higher, when you get even more excited, it's a bigger drop if you don't win. How should people guard against the potential disappointment of not winning this Super Bowl?
Well, I think the pros far outweigh the cons, Angelo, in terms of emotionally going all in. I think as a fan base, we're in a different place now. The Eagles started that. The Phillies kept that going. So, of course, we're going to be disappointed because our expectations are so high. But we're in a different place right now. I think we'll do what we always do. We pick ourselves up. We get ready for the next season. And I think the pros far outweigh the cons because if the buildup for this game is even more exciting, then the party, if we do get there, is even going to be better.
Doc, I didn't want to make this personal, but now I need to. For me personally, Doc, not only do I have writing on this, the fact that I could leave my tenure here at WIP with Super Bowl championship, but if we don't, we lose to my arch nemesis, Andy Reid. You know I have an actual unnatural hatred for Andy Reid. How do I cope if Reid wins the final battle?
Well, you know, I know you've had a grudge against him in a lot of ways because he's crossed some lines with you, Angelo, in
he
terms
sure
of
has.
His ethics and his values, and that's a cardinal principle of yours.
Yep.
I just think that you want to go all in like you have been, knowing that you're not alone and that so many people are going to support you and we're all going to support each other if it doesn't happen. But don't hold yourself back from going all in because I know you're fearful of that, but trust yourself and trust us that we're all going to help you get through it together and we'll all get through it together if things don't turn out our way.
So I should go all in and just be able to handle it if I need to.
You will be able to handle it. We'll all.
I'm not positive I will, Doc. Doc, I could see myself in 3 months having dreams with a big fat guy in red floating over my head.
Oh, no, that's that balloon that was up in the air over the U.S.
It's going to look like it's going to look like the balloon, but it's going to have Reed's face on it. And then, Doc, what I'm going to want to do is shoot it down. See the problem?
I get it, but take the risk, Angelo. Take the risk going in all emotionally, and
right,
I say
Doc.
That to everybody too. You're gonna be fine either way. But let's think positive here.
Doc, I love your work, man. You're the best. Centers for Sports Psychology, Dr. Fish. It's been nothing but an honor talking to you all these times. You're an amazing young man.
He's old.
Thank you, Angel.
He's not amazing. Bye, right. Bye, Doc.
Doc, we love you, man.
What are you doing, Jonesy?
He's rude to people.
Dr. Fish is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Babe Ruth is on the line. Hi, Ruthie.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Ruth, how you feeling? We're only 5 days away.
I know. It is so exciting. It's like every day gets a little, you know, even more so. I actually have a dilemma right now. Because
what is it?
My daughter got us some Flyers tickets for Sunday's game. She didn't know at the time it was the Super Bowl.
It's a good day.
We had a party last time. So everybody's like, well, you have to have a party. You know, the mojo thing.
Yep.
And we start planning this party, and all of a sudden I'm looking in the calendar. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to the Flyers.
What time's the game?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Oh, you're good. Yeah.
That's not the problem. The problem is we're going to be downtown. Where can I watch the game?
I would go.
That is a problem.
A great sports bar. There's a ton of great sports bars. What a day you could have. The appetizer is a nice Flyers victory. Are they going to win that game, Jonesy?
Yes, they will.
They will win the game. Jonesy guaranteeing it. So then at 3:30, you're out of sports.
What they should have done is just left the arena open and put the game on. I bet you it would be packed in there to watch the Super Bowl in the arena.
And that's what I thought they might do.
That would be a...
But go right up to my friend Pete at Chickies and Pete's. What a party. They'll be there.
Packed, remember, a lot of these places are you got to buy like a package just because.
Oh, you do?
The Super Bowl.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would be overrun and insane. I believe like they're selling tables.
Yeah, like you can't even get into Xfinity Live.
That's true.
Like, here's the thing, though, Ruth. You're going to look. Yeah, those hours before the game at 6:30, they're very tense. It's actually good that you're out doing something. Not that I would but you should be.
Well, yeah, I want to be out drinking. I just got to figure out where.
There'll be a lot of booze. Ruth, are we going to win another Super Bowl?
We're going to win another Super Bowl so that you can go out on top.
Name me a media giant. Johnson's the judge. Who you got?
Oh, my God.
Any media giant.
Oh. Keith Jones.
Keith Jones.
Keith Jones. Media giant Keith Jones.
There's nothing wrong with that. Keith Jones has mastered more than one media.
I only have four prizes.
That's okay. Keith Jones is great on TV. He's great on radio. And I heard he would be great if somebody gave him a movie role.
If I only had five prizes.
215.
Listen to what the man just told you, Johnson.
Oh, what'd you say?
He Why aren't you taking
truth.
Notes when
I wasn't talk? I wasn't. Okay.
You should be learning how to know
heart.
What you're doing. 215-592-9494. When we return, it's time for you to call us. Nothing but calls. We come back. WIP Sports Time 836. 5 days, baby. 5 days. And I want you to know that I've never been prouder of a coach than I am this week of Nick Sirianni, who last night on opening night in Arizona spoke as if he were we had assigned him our spokesperson. The great stuff he said. And he went on NFL Network because they do the whole tour. And there's a lot of idiots there asking stupid questions. But at one point, he talked about our heritage. He talked about Rocky. He talked about the fight song. Nick Sirianni.
I like all the Rocky soundtracks and all the songs there. So the Fly Eagles Fly thing's pretty awesome too. I mean, I got a 2-year-old who he just turned 3, and before he really even could talk, he still knew that song.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful, and that is why today Joe Conklin has taken the fight song and turned it into all the different genres. And here is what the fight song would sound like if it were reggae.
Fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory. Oh,
fight, Eagles fight, gonna fight, it's gonna touchdown. 1-2 and a day, gonna burn the ping the whole town. Hitting them low, hitting them high, hit them again, then watch Eagles fly.
Fly, 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 Eagles fly.
Not positive about that one. Johnson, what did you think of that one?
I took my headphones off.
No, it was great. You did not.
It was great. I loved it.
No, you
not
liar.
Really.
All right, Rhea Hughes, did you enjoy the reggae version?
If I was high, I would have.
No, I'm going to tell you. So far, I'm loving the opera. Opera's my Opera. Leader in the club.
You want a second opinion?
That was sensational. What did you think of that?
They both sucked.
That's the tough part. That was the best one.
Joe Conklin will be performing all these songs during his comedy night at the Parks Casino.
No, he won't.
Yes,
he's a loser.
For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. Coming up momentarily, we will be checking out Chip Snapper's Tap Room. But on the line is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Mike, 5 days. I've never been more excited. I want to beat Andy Reid. Please.
Yeah, I'm scarily optimistic. I don't know how to handle this feeling.
No. All right. So tell me what the fear is. What do you help us with the fear, Mike?
Well, I'm a Philadelphia fan. You know, you always wait for the other shoe to drop. But I am optimistic, and that's why I have a question for you.
Not yet, Mike. I want to set the scene. Mike, you're a big Eagle fan. It's 6:30. You're watching this at home. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Set the scene. Where are you sitting? What's in front of you? Give me the whole feel.
Well, I'm by myself.
Good thinking.
I get a little crazy when I watch them.
Good plan.
My wife gives me a padded room all to myself.
Will you have a beverage?
More than one.
More than one. All right. You will have like a six-pack of beer. Is that correct?
And first quarter.
All right. Will you have any munchies?
Yeah. Call Philly stuff, though. You know, Philly cream cheese on a bagel, Philly cheesesteaks, maybe some pretzels.
It's nice. All right. You're carbing up. I like the carbs. Mike, first play from scrimmage. 73-yard touchdown to A.J. Brown. How are you handling that?
Well, I'll probably be happy to get somebody to come scrape me down off of the ceiling.
All right, you'll be back. All right, Mike, no, different scenario. KC gets the ball first. First throw, Kelce, wide open down the middle for 32. What are you saying there?
Well, it'll be bad until Chauncey Gardner comes up and lights him up, and the ball gets loose, and then Slay takes it back for a touchdown, and everything changes.
Understand what just happened, ladies and gentlemen. Mike took a negative play and made it positive. He's focused on an Eagle victory. I like that, Mike. Mike, name me a media giant.
Well, he's the only news guy I would watch, and he recently retired, Jim Gardner.
Jim Gardner.
Excellent choice.
You got to put Jim Gardner in there. Jim Gardner, I'm wondering, it's been a month or so now.
I miss him.
He did, though. He was at the Jerry Blavitt. He did a great job at the Jerry Blavitt thing. Imagine to distinguish him doing the rap that Jerry Blavitt did. It was great.
Are you watching Jim Gardner as kind of like a blueprint?
I'm seeing how he's handling retirement. Because it appears in the early days of it to be doing quite well. Hmm. Not all of them do, you know.
Will you do a lot of these social events?
No.
No.
What you will find of me is that, poof, suddenly disappear from the landscape for 9 to 12 months until it's time to promote my memoir.
No, you won't. We do a podcast every week.
Well, yeah, that's different. That's so under the radar.
So you brush your hair once a week?
I will still be performing with Rhea only on that podcast, talking only TV, not sports. Joe's up next. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Ange. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I've been following you since the very beginning.
God bless you.
And the early winner, not of the week, month, year, it's the generation. I say it's all the WIP loyal listeners to the morning show.
So true. Yes. I am so glad you said that, Joe, because people are telling me, and I'm saying to them, no, you don't get it. You do not get this much time on a radio show in one day part without fans that are incredibly loyal. And that's the real story of this show.
And also, since we're going to be losing Keith Jones too,
yes,
I just want to let him know that when I go to trivia night, thanks to him, my team name is Hoof Hearted.
I love that. I am honored.
And you know, Josie, since he brought this up, these are your final days as well.
Yes, they are.
Would you like to say anything at this moment?
Not at all.
No, what do you mean not at all? Jonesy, people are emailing me every day, sad that you are also leaving.
Lose my number.
Are you?
But I got something for you, Ange.
I was trying to do a nostalgic thing.
Yeah, it doesn't happen here. No, I don't do goodbyes.
He doesn't do goodbyes. All right. He doesn't do goodbyes, Joe, but deep down, he's sad.
Yeah. Well, in honor of him, I passed by the porch of Funkin' Wagnalls and found a mayonnaise jar.
Ah, that's beautiful, Joe.
Ready?
Yep.
Here it is. Pond Lee Hockey.
Pond Lee Hockey.
What sport did Keith Jones play growing up in Canada?
Oh,
that's very
that
good. Very good.
Good. Joe, that is good.
I did
stuff.
Play hockey on a pond.
He sure did.
Yep. And I love Sam Pond. He's great.
Sam Pond is
good
great.
Man.
All right, Joe, give me a media giant.
I don't know why he hasn't been mentioned already. Harry the K.
Harry Callis.
Yeah, Harry Callis.
Great one.
Very good.
Great one, great one, great one. Now, I don't have to tell you, moments ago, Babe Ruth said, where am I going to party on Super Bowl Sunday? I'll give you one option right now. It's Chip Snapper's Tap Room.
Hey,
hi, Chip.
I don't know if you can hear me. The crowds are ready up here. Everybody's jacked for the Eagles. Duffy's making book. Eggie's selling knockoff merch. Margaret's not sure if she has Eagles fever or a venereal disease.
I'm betting BD. I'm betting BD.
Aggie has knockoff jerseys, and if you're knocked up, we have maternity wear, triple XLs.
See, that's thinking ahead there, Chipper.
We're greasing the poles. It's the same grease from the deep fryer in the kitchen. Enjoy it.
That's nice. It must smell.
Duffy's been greasing his pole since Thursday, Jonesy.
Yep, he has a big one right in front of his house.
People are excited. That nutty guy down on the corner sings the Eagles fight song every time the light turns green.
What does he do when the light turns red?
He drinks until it turns green again.
He's a booze hound.
Big story, Ange, for this Super Bowl is the Kelce brothers.
It is big. That's a big story.
He's very similar to what we had down here, the Kemsky brothers from Port Richmond. They played on different teams, too. Dad rooted for Frankfurt, and Mom rooted for Dad to send child support.
Yeah, I don't think Mom won that rooting too often.
Not often, no. We had a Chiefs fan come in here the other day so drunk he could barely walk. Well, we thought he was a Chiefs fan. Turns out it was a guy in a white T-shirt who got stabbed repeatedly.
All right, that was blood then. That was blood. That's what was the red.
Duffy's brother's going to Arizona. Not for the game. He's in the witness relocation program.
That's where a lot of them end up, Jones.
I heard that.
I'm watching the news. They had the news down here. Action News was interviewing some of the customers about the Eagles mania, and they were lucky enough to catch 3 muggings and a robbery live on the air when they're on the avenue.
And they were there like 5 minutes.
Very nice. The news has people sending in pictures of babies and Eagles onesies. I took a picture of Flinny last night, passed out in a onesie.
Yeah.
Wasn't Eagles. It looked more like a Browns uniform.
Yeah. Not the first time for Flinny.
We ask you to send your Eagle photos, so we put them on our Facebook page. Eggie's nephew sent us a picture of him stealing a car.
Yep, that's what Eggie does for a living.
We're getting a lot of pics, and we can't post them all. Duffy sent us a photo of himself and somebody else's wife.
That's scandalous.
Got Super Bowl specials, Angelo.
Like what?
Girls on the Avenue will hum the Eagles fight song for $4.
I would like to hear that.
Do it twice for $8. And in honor of the Kelce brothers, the girls are offering a 2-for-1 discount if you bring your brother along.
Wow, he gets a freebie. Huh.
They'll take another $1 off if you pull up in a green car.
Nice. That's a deal.
By the way, Andy Reid, we wanted to see them down on the media night last night. He gave a nod to Philadelphia and Mahomesburg prison.
Yep, exactly.
It's the same old story. Larry Krasner lets your criminals out. Andy Reid signs them.
That's it. Andy enjoys criminals.
Oh, we just got this in from Temple University. We found out that Hassan Reddick is being honored by the Temple School of Proctology for being the best single-digit player to ever come out of Temple.
That's right. Your red zone is in the end zone.
We do have some prop bets if you're gambling, Jonesy. Who will score first, the Chiefs or Aggie's daughter? Will Flinny be able to stand for the national anthem? And who will take a knee first, Jalen Hurts or Tracy from D Street?
All right, I'm going to parlay Aggie's daughter with not standing and Tracy from D Street.
Not the first time that's been done.
take the belt, Joe.
See, Joe Conklin, he is going to be at St. Anastasia Church at Westchester Pike doing lots of sexual double entendres. That's in Newtown Square on February 11th. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. When we return, let's go to Arizona for a direct report from Elliot Shaw Parks. WIP Sports Time is 8:55.